Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I am talking to Pastor Samuel Kabamba, and we are looking into this very issue as to the implications today of the faithfulness of the Father in our lives. How do you see his faithfulness in your life? How he has been taking you through his faithfulness in your life? And let's hear from you. Otherwise, you know, much of the times also when it comes to the faithfulness of the Father, Pastor Sam, have gone on to actually transfer the knowledge of the faithfulness of the Father to a knowledge that they have about their prophets, and somehow misdirect this to their own prophets. And this is a big problem, isn't it, Sam? Pastor Sam, are you still there? All right, I don't know if Pastor Sam has gone or what, but I will check.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
5:07 a.m. Radio Pulpit coming to you.
Maruti, I'm here.
Yes, I had lost you a bit there. Now, much of the times we see many people had gone on to actually attach their faithfulness to the so-called pastors and prophets and whatever. Yeah. And therefore, this deprives them of a full understanding of the constancy of the Father, the true faithfulness of the Father, because somehow they've been brainwashed. I know it's a harsh word, but somehow they've been groomed to trust in this man, and they think now this man, they transfer a knowledge of faith to this man, instead of the Father himself. And we see this amongst the born-again believers, don't we, Ruti?
Yeah, actually, this is the issue that we're having nowadays, especially with this, with what we call, I mean, the fatherhood kind of thing, the fatherhood concept that is all actually wrongly, I mean, taught and wrongly understood. Because at the end of the day, what happened is, we have people who want to portray themselves to be fathers, to stand as fathers, while, I mean, they don't respond to the requirement of being a father. That becomes a problem because, you know, when you talk about fatherhood or being a father, it's not just a title. It is a responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, when one says, I am a father to you, it's not just because he has given birth to you that he is your father. But he has to be responsible enough to take care of you. And then he is now a true father. Because today we have in children that example in natural, people were born, children were born by some parents. The parents have torn them away, have abandoned them. And those children have grown with other parents who have taken them truly as their fathers. And because of their responsibilities, those children have found their home. They have found them in a father figure, and they could say, this one is my father. No matter what we can tell them, they can still stand and say, this one is my father. Now, when it comes to this concept, as it has been brought to our attention, especially in our churches nowadays, is we trying to put an emphasis on something that we are not sure of. First of all, we tell people that, hey, I am your spiritual father. I always ask the question, say, okay, you call yourself a spiritual father. But one thing that you forget is a human being has no power to produce a spirit. A human being cannot give birth to a spirit. And you giving yourself, calling yourself a spiritual father, you can accept it as a title, not as the thing, that, not as the real thing. Because if it's a title, it means that you've just acquired it and you become the father. And then by that, then you start now pushing people, forcing people to accept whatsoever you want them to accept.
Mm.
And based on all these things, I mean, the regulations and the rules that you are putting on the people, we ended up by having people who do not respect us to say, but they start fearing us.
Mm.
Now, they have that fear of saying that if I don't do this for my father, if I don't do what my father asked me, then I'll be punished. Now, the question is, the one that you're calling a father, in a normal, in reality, is not a father, he's just a steward.
Mm.
He's just a caretaker. Mm. A caretaker will never say that I've become the owner of the house. He will continue to be a caretaker until the end.
Mm.
Now, we are caretakers. Being caretakers, we need to play a role of bringing information that we're getting from the owner, bringing them to the people, and you need to take care of the people according to the owner would like them to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, we are just is a representative, not the real thing. Now, because of that, Muruti, as you said, now people now start having that fear. There's a time where we mentioned three words that I'm going to repeat again today.
Mm.
Those three words we have, intimidation, we have, manipulation, and we have domination. These three words are used to enforce a certain power over the children of God.
Yeah.
By now, taking out some scriptures like, you don't touch the anointed man of God.
Mm.
Using scriptures like, there is this commandment that comes with a promise. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, and you live long. That is not that has nothing to do with the spiritual father. It has everything to do with your biological parent. You honor them, you shall live long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they add now that thing by getting now to the New Testament saying that the Bible says that you need to respect your leaders. Yeah, that is another thing altogether. Respecting leaders, we respect them. But when it comes to honor, the Bible says let's honor our parents, let's respect them, because with what we do, we have our days prolonged in a way.
Mm.
Now, based on all these things, when we don't have a proper understanding, today, Amuruti, the mistake that a lot of us are making is we don't study the Bible. We take scriptures as they come. We take one scripture in Isaiah. We take another one in Hebrews. As long as those scriptures look like the same or they complete one another, we accept and say the Lord has spoken. While when you go deeper, you want to understand the concept, you want to understand the context of the word, you will understand that it has nothing to do with what they are telling you. But because we want to spiritualize everything, we end up by believing and following and respecting our men of God, so-called men of God, than God himself.
Mm, 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 mm.
Yeah.
It is quite sad that we find these things really taking place. And it has been, if one can put it across, it has been a notion of times that we see amongst ourselves the proliferation of people misplacing, the issue of faithfulness from the father to their own leaders. Quite sad there. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And drop us a voice note also on this one. Let's hear what you say on it. It is 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note on that. Otherwise, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
All right, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I am keen to hear from you with regards to this. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this issue. And the issue is that actually of the notion of the faithfulness of the Father. Ukuthi wethembekile kangakanani kuwe and ukwethembeka kwakhe ukubone kangakanani kuwe empilweni yakho so far this year. Has he been taking you through mightily, making you to see his graciousness upon your life? It is something we are looking into. 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note there. I am keen to hear from you with regards to that. Now, I'm also looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9. It says, Yahuwah is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Elohim. Now, this is just one of the most amazing things. If we do not understand his faithfulness, we won't understand our calling into his fellowship with us. That is why when we attach our faithfulness to other people, we become attached to those people. Something that many people don't see. And the word says it quite across there. It says, Yahuwah is faithful by whom you were called into fellowship of his son, Yahusha HaMashiach, the Christ himself. Now the problem with us is that then when we attach our faithfulness to wrong objects, we become attached to those objects. In this case, it would be those men and women of God that we have attached our faith to. And it is indeed a very big problem. Moruti Mraka.
Yes. In conclusion, I would like to, first of all, apologize for the background noise.
Yeah,
okay. I'm in the world amongst many who are looking at the things that are in the world and are mesmerized by them. If only many in the world understood that the glittering things of the world are actually deteriorating, they degrade, and ultimately they will disintegrate. While you'd have Abhay, Elohe Tzebaot remains constant. And if in our fleshly eyes we could perceive Yudevavay, we would be truly mesmerized by the true glory, the true honor, which does not fade, which does not change. That is the reality. And of course, how do we know this? We know it because the Father sent his Son. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, the Word of God describes Yeshua HaMashiach as the Amen, the true and faithful witness of Elohim. True, unchanging, faithful, unchanging. Amen. Let everything that you ever there says be so. He is indeed he that Yeshua is. He is indeed the very constancy of God, the very divine constancy is the Messiah. And what does it call us to be like? I believe for me the best way of describing this is to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 starting from verse 10, and we'll end with verse 13. Verse 10 says, therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. There is that word, patience, enduring. Constancy divine demands that even though we may not perceive it with our outward senses, we should hope, believe, and endure. Let patience have its perfect work. And then verse 11 of this 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, that is inconstant, he remains faithful, that is constant. He cannot deny himself. Let the name of the glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Holy One of Israel, be magnified and glorified in our midst. Brethren, the encouragement is to look unto Yeshua HaMashiach, the very pioneer and completer of our faith. Glory be to Abba through Yeshua HaMashiach. Even we who have the Spirit say Maranatha. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Murut. I can hear the noise there. Yeah. And thank you very much for the efforts anyway. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp and a voice note also there on 082-657-2729. The faithfulness of the Father. What it is even all about to you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's listen to Ike.
Good evening, Brother A and the listeners. So yeah, without being negative, you know, God has proven himself to be faithful since before the beginning. He has always been faithful, you know what I'm saying? So I think the question should be about us. Are we faithful to him now? How have we been faithful to him? Because, yeah, now without any shadow of a doubt, he is more than faithful. You know what I'm saying? So it's really about us. The question, I think we should phrase it, Kahore, have we been faithful to him? How have we been faithful to him? And not the other way around. But anyway, thank you for the show. Have a great evening. It's Ike.
Ike, that is where you're getting it wrong. We are asking about the faithfulness of the Father. And the faithfulness of us, it's another topic altogether. Tonight's topic is about the Father, his faithfulness, to testify about his faithfulness. Why is it a problem? When it comes to testifying about the faithfulness of the Father, why is it a problem, you know? And then we can have, in another show, our own faithfulness. Are we faithful enough? What does it mean to us to be faithful as a believer? It's a different topic altogether. But tonight, the context, let me underline that, the context is about the faithfulness of the Father. And if it was irrelevant, the word or in the Bible, there wouldn't be so many verses. I'm looking at more than 300 verses that speaks with regards to this. We can't ignore such evidence at all. It will be our very own undoing if we do so.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And I looked also in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, Muruti, where it says, by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for the Elohim to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. It is impossible for the Father to lie. And many times you would hear people, you are counseling quite a lot of people, and many people have come to you and said, I have lost my faith in God. They've said, I've lost my faith in God because this has happened and he's quiet about it. That is why we need to have a program like this to say, look, the faithfulness of the Father is immutable. It doesn't change. And the Father, with the Father, it is impossible to lie. The Father does not lie. It is impossible. And this is what keeps us going. That by relying on him, therefore, we know of a confidence assurance. Many call it a blessed assurance. What's your take there, Professor?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for the question. That's why, I mean, we need to come. I mean, I'd say, as we're saying, we're trying to make us aware and be, I mean, be conscious about it. And not only that, but to be in a place whereby we believe so much that what the Father said, he cannot change his mind. If he says something, he will stick to it until the end. Now, this has to be, I mean, this has to be through, especially through our, I mean, our discipleship, to come to the place of making the people of God to understand that we are not serving a Father who can say a word now, and the next minute he says, I don't remember saying that. Or maybe I made a mistake. I thought that you're going to do this, but... Can I review that? You know, that's a bit of a difficulty from him. He cannot lie. He cannot, I mean, change his mind. You know, I mentioned the Bible, the book of Isaiah, when the Messiah, the Father was speaking to the people of Israel. He told them that your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thought. The same way the rain comes down and it does not go up, or actually it does not water the ground. The same way my word will come, it cannot come to me void. It has to produce or to do what it has been sent to. And the Bible also tells them he has sent his word and the word healed them. Now, we need to come to that place of understanding. You know, when you check in the Bible, for instance, Maruti, we check in the Bible, you know, I hear these gentlemen was talking about, I mean, God is faithful, he is faithful, but what about us? Let's remove us first. Let us see what has happened with his faithfulness.
Yeah.
We'll see that everyone that has received a healing, a deliverance, or whatsoever they has gotten from the Father or through the Messiah, not all of them. I would say maybe there were some, but you see, the majority were not. They were not faithful unto God. They were not faithful unto Jehovah God. They were not faithful unto the Messiah. They did not even know him. But he was just passing. But his compassion, the love in action, pushed him to do something. And what he did it because... not because of the any good works that people have done. Even up to today, I will always tell people, most of the things that you receive in life is not because you've done something good. Because there are people who are doing good every single day.
Yeah.
There are people who are taking care of, they're taking care of, orphans. But they don't maybe receive much more than what you are receiving.
Yeah.
But they're taking care of what you cannot do. But if the Father can answer you, is that what you call his faithfulness, his word? If he say he will take care of you, he will take care of you no matter what you do, no matter what you did not do. Because he is behind his word to make it come to pass. And they will understand that we are serving a father who cannot change his mind, who stick to his word, we can go to bed assured. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. I mean, I want to mention something about, in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 17. The father is saying that, cursed is a man who trusts in another human being. But blessed is a man who trusts in me. In other words, when you trust in him, you know that whatsoever that you are trusting him is real. Because he cannot change his mind. He cannot come tomorrow and say, hey, you know what? Hey, me, when I was saying it, I was under alcohol. I mean, the influence of alcohol. You never say something like that. You never say, no. Oh, no, when you're talking, you say, hey, we had too many questions, and then I did not realize I've answered you. When he says something, he knows what he has said, and he stands behind it, and he keeps it. And I said when I started, I said, you know, he has done it so well that he has put his word above him. When he swear, the father swear on his word. Meaning what the word says, it cannot go beyond, it cannot go beyond it or around it. It exactly fulfill whatever the word says. While the Bible tells us, everything will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Now, if we can learn to trust that word, if we can learn to trust that his word cannot be changed, it cannot be, changed in whatever ways, it will stick, forever. If you can believe that. The Bible says, even when we have to ask for forgiveness, it says, he is faithful to forgive us. Sometimes people don't come to church. They run away. They say, no, can God forgive my sin? But what are your sins before God? Who are you? What are you? It says in the book of, 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, the Father is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse from all unrighteousness. Meaning, there's nothing that he cannot do, because the mere fact that he has come to us to come and save us, there's nothing that he cannot do, because he sticks to who he is and to what he wants to do. And it is up to us now as well to understand that faithfulness of the Father, who cannot deny his word. Whatever he says, he sticks to it.
Yeah, I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. The faithfulness of the Father. His divine constancy. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sis Pindi, welcome.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray and the guest.
Thank you, ma'am.
And the family of the pulpit in Kuman, Pindi, for what a topic. Yes. Ibongo Ziyabusela, Pastor Ray. God is so faithful to us. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. He's so faithful. He said his promise are yes and amen.
Yeah.
He's so faithful. No, Pastor, I've got just a small testimony. Yeah. There is a team here, KTFM. I'm under apostle. You know, my God is faithful. I didn't prepare for the Ugo Lalanje Hotel, but I was counted in that trip. My apostle paid for me. God is so faithful. Now we are in the approaching Christmas. See, 18th of December, God is faithful. Ziningi izinto bezingenza ukuthi singafinyeleli kulesikhathi, but God is faithful.
Yes.
Thembekile uNkulunkulu, thembekile. Mengithi akawadli amandla womuntu, akawadli. When we are busy doing, senza umsebenzi wakhe, ngempela yena so faithful ngimbonile ngihamba ngabona angenzela nje angenzela yena kunguye nje ongenzela konke. Yeah, ngiyabonga Pastor.
Wow.
Yeah. Zincane zithibo.
Wow, I hear you quite clearly. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. I really appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, the very aspect of the faithfulness of the Father. I like it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3. Sometimes when we experience satanic attacks, we panic and we don't think about the faithfulness of the Father. Actually, we say, where have you been? You know, if you have been here, this would not be happening. But he is faithful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3. But the Elohim is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we need to also establish within ourselves, you know, because some of us end up going to the Inyangas and the Sangomas because the faithfulness of the Father we have attached to people, you know, and now we are experiencing attacks and we forget that he is the one who is able to guard us from the evil one. And he says he will guard us from the evil one. And that is what we should believe and not panic. Muruti, what say you there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we should get to that place. You see, the Bible says, yeah, I'll come to that scripture that's mentioned, that even when we go through tough times, even when we lose, I mean, we think that, I mean, there's no hope anymore. But one thing that a child of God must know, that his Father is not just there as a title, as I mentioned before. He is responsible enough to be his protector. He's responsible enough to be a protector. That means any child of God can trust the Father in such a way that whatever comes cannot stop the end of the Father to act. Now, look at what the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. It says, even when we are faithless, but God remains faithful. Mm. The Father remains faithful, and he cannot disown himself. Wow.
Mm.
He cannot disown himself. He remains faithful to himself, because what he has said, he will make it come to pass. Now, yeah. One thing that people don't realize is this. I love what the Bible says in the book of Romans 8. From verse 26.
Mm.
He says that we do not know how to pray. Let me maybe find that scripture, maybe to help somebody. We do not know how to pray, but what happened is the Father, through the Holy Spirit, he does what? He prays for us. Now, you know, sometimes we don't see that where the danger comes, we sometimes what we see, these are just, I mean, symptoms maybe. We're just seeing something that is about, it's already finished, it's already been taken care of. And when we see that, we start complaining, why already the matter has been settled.
Mm.
Because the Bible says, when we do not know how to pray, when we are weak, the Holy Spirit pray for us.
Yeah.
Now, let me read it here, Romans 8:26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness. We do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit himself knows our need at the right time, intercede on our behalf with the sighs and groanings too deep for words. Meaning what? Even when we say that, hey, I'm about to die, but there is somebody who is interceding for you, who has already started interceding because he knew exactly what you were going through and you know exactly what he is able to do. Then he prays the perfect will of the Father in order to protect us. And I love the scripture because when you go down, you find that the Bible says even Jesus Christ himself intercede for us. It means here, if I have to take this, I'll say we have double intercession. We have double faithfulness. That means somebody... The Holy Spirit pray for us. Jesus pray for us. Why are these praying for us? Because we are human, and whatever that we can focus on is what we can see. But we cannot focus on the thing that we don't see. Now, when trouble comes, before trouble manifests itself in the physical, it's first spiritual. We don't see it first. But already in the spiritual realm, the Holy Spirit and the Messiah, they have already dealt with that matter in a spiritual world.
Yeah.
Now, what we see in a physical world, these are just symptoms or some of the manifestation of the problem, and we panic based on that. And I love the scripture of, David saying in the book of, Psalm 23, the Song of David, he says, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. It means what? I am going through a shadow. I'm not going through a reality. And most of the things that we see in the essence are not reality. These are shadow. Because the matter has already been sorted. Because when you are afraid of... You know, today there are people who are afraid of their own shadows.
Nice.
Today people are afraid of their own... You know, you go to your own house, you go in at night, you get in there because of your own shadow. That means because of a bit of a light, you see yourself, you want to run away. But while you know that you are, there's nobody in the house, you are just you entering the house. Why would you want to run? You close the house, nobody was in the house. You know that you left it all closed. When you come, you open, and nobody's in. Just because of a bit of light, you see your shadow in the house, you want to run. That's what happened with most of us. We see the shadow. We see a shadow of problems. We see a shadow of difficulties. And then we think that the Father has abandoned us. And sometimes there are prayers that we make before the Father, and I believe if the Father was like us, I think it should have been heard all the time. Because sometimes we come to say, Father, you have abandoned me. But look at you say, didn't I say in the book, in your word, in Hebrews 13:5, it says what? Say, I will never leave you, neither abandon you. But where are you getting this thing of saying, Father, you have abandoned me? This is showing that we don't understand its faithfulness. Whatever he has said, he will stand on it. He never abandoned us. He will never do that. It can never even cross his mind. As the lady just spoke and said, our Father does not sleep, neither slumber. For me, Maruti, I will end on this by saying, do you know that when we are sleeping, normally, at that time, anything can happen because sleeping is almost like dying.
Yeah, it is.
Sleeping is we are dead. We are not alive. But the Bible says our Father does not sleep in the slumber. Now, my question is, why are we going to be afraid of the night? Because at that time when we are sleeping, the Father, him, does not sleep and does not slumber, meaning he's in control. If he's in control, why am I going to be afraid? I can sleep like a baby. Because he's the one deciding if I have to wake up in the morning or if I have to go. And sometimes the prayer that we make at night before we go to bed, these are just prayers that sometimes I'm surprised, I'm worried. Oh, Father, protect me, protect my home, put your hand upon me. Do we think that it is our prayer that protects us? No. That prayer that you make at that time does not protect us. What protects us is the faithfulness of the Father. He will not keep you. He will keep you no matter what you do. Because many people don't. Haven't you heard people who have prayed very much at night? They did not wake up in the morning. How many of them? They've prayed. They've cast out demons. They've destroyed whatever they could destroy, but they did not wake up. It's about the faithfulness of the Father. When he says that he will keep you no matter what the enemy will do, you might see the symptoms. You might see you might hear the noise. You might see some movement around you. As when the wind passes, what we do, we can see the movement of the trees because the wind is passing, but we cannot capture the wind. We cannot stop the wind. but you can see the trees. And sometimes what we see are just the movement of what has already passed already.
Yeah.
But we are suffering from that.
Sure. I hear you. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very fact of the faithfulness of the Elohim, Yahuwah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Godfrey, my brother and friend.
Good evening, my friends, in the name of Yahshua Mashiach in studio,
thank you,
your
man.
Guests and the host and the listeners and us who are phoning in. The Most High is so faithful. He shows us that daily. He makes sure that the sun comes up at the same time and sets in the evening. He guarantees that the moon will be there every month, as he has promised from Genesis chapter 1. Mm. It's there. That's his guarantee. And then he also faithful because he promised that he will never destroy the world with water.
Yeah,
we've seen floods and floods, but we're still surviving because he kept that honor. Mm. He kept it. He's so faithful. He even shows us the rainbow. That I still remember the covenant I made. He is so faithful because he can afford to be faithful because he's not answerable to anyone. There's no one who above him where he bows and his promises can be changed. Otherwise, like politics, you say this, your president tells you this one or fires you. He's not. He relies on his word, on himself, because there's no other one to attest to him. So what comes out of his mouth, it's truthful and honest and right and correct and faithful. Because that word, when it comes back to him, it must be real, holy, and faithful. And then it must have fulfilled its purpose. Even today, nothing has changed in this world. We're still living the same way we're eating. He hasn't changed anything. He's so faithful. He was also faithful to Israel, even when they went to other gods and then worshiped them. He likens that like a woman who went to become for whoring, harlot, and then came back, but still welcomed Israel and washed him. Even us, he's so faithful. Otherwise, what else does he have if he's not faithful to us?
Mm.
He is so faithful, Munna. Every morning he guarantees that we get air, the oxygen that we breathe every day for free.
Eish.
Until that time comes, then when we pass away.
Mm.
There's nothing, he cannot go against his weight. It's unlike him, it's not his character. He's so full of grace and holy and faithful to himself and his word.
Mm.
Nothing will change him. What he promises, he delivers. What we ask him in earnest and in prayer and faith, he delivers. If you don't get it, it's not him, it's us. If you don't believe me, he's got 24 elders sitting around him 24/7 since the beginning up to eternity, praising holy, holy. They see faithfulness. If he wasn't faithful, those elders would have told us. Thank you. I end here. Mm. Thank you.
All right, man. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Together we are. This is happening up to 8 o'clock. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We are talking about the faithfulness of Yahuwah.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay, Godfrey says the Most High's faithfulness is always revealed when we are under immense pressure. No way out, and just then he delivers. I remember burying my mother 2 years back, even when I did not have a funeral cover for her. When I was desperate, he really came to my rescue. Hallelujah. Ish. Yeah. Yeah. Godfrey. I know what you're talking about, man. And of course, we rely on him even far much more. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Let us not even waver that he won't deliver. He is faithful to do what he has promised upon our lives. He doesn't change his promises.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Seb, what comes to mind?
Yeah, exactly that. You know, these are words that I mean that really encourages us, and especially, you know, we're going toward the end of the year.
Mm.
You know, okay, when I say the end of the year, I'm looking at our calendar, the calendar that we consider, obviously. Because somehow, somewhere, I tell people that the father that you are following, I mean, is not dependent on time. Because time is above time. I mean, it's not considering really time because he's in control of that. But you see that if you have to look at, I mean, we were at one point, we were in January, now we are in December. We'll say that if you look behind, we'll say, hey, something has happened, truly. We went through a lot, but he did not give. He did not give up. Give up on us. He was with us. I mean, through whatever we went through, and this showing to us that we can still trust him in whatever time. We are not supposed to be basing ourselves on what we see and what we hear, but we need to be basing ourselves on his word, because his word never fails. You know, it's like now people will say that the Lord spoke in January. Maybe some of the things that he said did not come to pass. But the question is, did he really speak in January, or God, or the Father is speaking to you all the time? Because if he's the Father can only speak to you in January and wait for you at the end of the year in order to see if what he has said is going to come to pass, then there's a problem with that kind of a God. I believe there's a God who speaks to me daily, who keeps me daily, who protects me daily, who guides me daily. And if every Christian can learn to understand that we are permanently guided by him, his faithfulness is with us all the time, then what will happen is we won't be giving him a thanksgiving service at the end of the year, so-called the end of the year, but our thanksgiving will be on a daily basis, because we know when I wake up in the morning, his goodness are renewed. I mean, his mercies are renewed. Why am I going to be waiting for the end of the year to come with a certain offering and say, now I'm coming to say thank you to the Father? But what about all this time that he's been with you? Did you say thank you to him? If you did say thank you, it means that he did accept your thank you. Your thank you is not as special at the end of the year than the beginning of the year, or at the end of the year than in the middle of the year. Any time that one acknowledges that the Father is so faithful, even the things that maybe some people are waiting because they've been prophesied over, but the truth of the matter is we are not dependent on what people have said somewhere, but we are dependent on what the Bible or the Word of God says. I can be blessed anytime. I can enjoy the blessing of God anytime. And my thanksgiving is all the time because my Father is moving in my life. And if we can learn that, then we'll understand that every promise of the Father, we'll see that the promise of the Father most of the time is not linked. I know in the Old Testament, it could be linked to time. He will say, I'll come to you at this certain moment. But today, all the promises of the Father are in the Son. The Son is the one that you are receiving everything from. He says, you are become an heir and a co-heir with the Son. That means whatsoever the Son, whatever that belongs to the Son, belongs to us. Now, what are we waiting for? Why can't you leave what the Son has? Why can't you get what the Son has? And when you learn to understand that whatever belongs to the Son belongs to us, then our thanksgiving will be on a daily basis. Our being, saying thank you to the Father will be every single day, because we know what he has promised is fulfilling it. Because in the Son, we are more than a conqueror. In the Son, we have what we need. In the Son, we have the joy that surpasses all understanding. In the Son, we have the peace that keeps us in the midst of trouble. In the Son, we know that, nothing will ever harm us. In the Son, we know that nothing will ever separate with the Father. And when you learn all these things, then you say, oh, meaning that this man, that if I can call, for lack of better word, if I can call God this man, it means he cannot really go outside of his word, but he stays in his word and make his word be real.
I hear you quite well. The time is 9 minutes to the hour 8. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
This message is from Maria Timpe, says mdeni wami wonke baholi bami abahle bonke ukuthula amen. Unkulunkulu every day muhle. Why sigcwele ukuthula nothando asizenzisi ubusa kuphela and kuzogcina yena. He is able. Amen. That is Maria Timpe. Maria Timpe, thank you very much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Love more. This is Foster Baloyi from Bogota Village, says, evening. God has been faithful to us even though we failed him and became unfaithful to him. God does not need us to be faithful. Faithfulness is his nature. This is from Foster Baloyi in Bogota Village.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. 0826572729. As we wrap up the show, the very aspect and need for us as believers to say to ourselves, let us take courage. Our Father, he is faithful. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. Listen to this. This is just amazing also. If you look into Ezekiel 37 verse 14 says, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Elohim, have spoken it and performed it. He speaks and performs his word. That is his constancy. That is his faithfulness. Pastor Sam, finally.
Exactly that. I mean, he speaks and he fulfills his word. You know, whatever he says, that is, I mean, as I mean, the gentleman just said, I don't know if Mary just said that, that, I mean, it is his nature. He cannot go outside of his nature.
Yeah.
You remember, I use a scripture that says in the book of Hebrews, he says, I mean, actually, no, it was in Timothy, he said that he cannot disown himself. He stays constant. He is who he is. You know, that's what is lacking, as we can be honest with ourselves. That's what is lacking in us as humans, and that's what is lacking in us as servants of the Most High Father, of God. Because we get to a place whereby we don't represent him, I mean, fully.
Yeah.
And we miss it big time. And then if we can come to that understanding,
yes,
that he is behind his word.
Hallelujah.
To make his word come to pass. He never lies, he never gone out, and keeps it the way he says it.
All right, and Bishop Sebepe, finally there after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray.
Good afternoon,
Good afternoon,
Bishop.
My brother.
Thank you, Bishop.
The promises of God remains forever. And if God promised you something, indeed, he is doing it. Or he will do it. Ke bone motlholo, Pastor Ray. Ha ke gopola when God says that if you give to the poor, and I will repay you. Ke ne ke tsamaya on my way from Lichtenburg to Mafikeng, and I saw this guy mo tseleng a tsamaya ka maoto, and I could see that motho o tsamaile distance e tele thata ka ro kgathetse, but still kwa yang teng go ne sampene go le kgakala. And I decided to stop. Dikoloi tse ne di ntse di mo feta. And I picked up this guy. I stopped and he came. I picked him up, ra tsamaya. Mo tseleng ke a mmotsa o ya kae, no ke a Mafikeng, o tswa kae, ke tswa Lichtenburg. But o ne a bua Sekgowa. And I decided to ask him that the umhlobo mang Aramekosa gets a go Eastern KB, Kinzigitere Scropo, Molechtenberg, Scropo Sefedile, Kelatrizuligi Pasa, Gena ID Mogeting, and so on and so forth. And I'm trying to go to Mafikeng, go university, because I heard that there is someone from Eastern KB, Oki meeting a family member, Zena Skolo, ko Mafikeng. And aren't there some arcoca? I just picked it up for Marmtakoga one because he ended up giving me a proof. I'm telling you the truth, it's Eastern Cape and so on. But to cut the long story short, and approximate Luna, as I let's say something like Boma 30 something kilometers to reach to Mafikeng. And hage fitla ko mafikeng ke mo ke fitla ke motlogela ga o finyana le ko campuseng kwa rengwe ya teng, so ke mo fa le 20 rand a tshwara monna tla ithekela borotho because seems like funa tshwere le ketlala. Then few days later I went into a shop called Lechtenberg again, and I get tsena mo shopong eo. Apparently a ke fetsa go tsaya trolley ke sena ke laisha tse ke di batlang mo trolling, ke a tsamaya ke tsena mo lineng ko ke ile o patelang ko thieling. Ga ke tsena ko teng mo thieling ke kry-a go na le motho o mongwe a patela le ene o ntse a le busy mo a was the second one after ene. Then ke sa concentrate mo mothong ona. No, ha a sena fetsa the lady mo thieling a re tlisa dilo ke a mofa ke a mofa ke a mofa ntse a thila mo a fetse o thila marotho a leng teng mo ke a makae ke mofa palo ya marotho ntse one ao ko bofelong ha a sena fetsa trrrrrrrr go tswelela sleep mpa sleep a re tshwara sleep sa gago ke seo ke re sleep le gore ke bokae ke bokae ke botsa praise ke patela bokae a re no you don't have to pay why ke sa patele no o seka patela go patetse mang go patetse mang a re tsamaya tshwara sleepi sa gago ke se no nka se ke ka tswa mo ke sa itse gore go patetse mang ko bofelong a re the lady o ra le mo pele ga gago mo ke ena a patetseng o swipile ka card ya gage already go swipetse o patetse tshwara sleep he batho no man ke motlholo ntho a re it's true a re yanong mosadi welo this person wa bona gore re tshwere strike ra ke sae a ke meetsa ke a mmona ka lemoga le gore ke mang mole a re ke yole mo emeng teng ko mojako. The lady picked up his hand and waved to me and said, hi, how are you? Linda, I'm fine. Then I said, like, you are not feeling. She's gone. I don't even know who's that lady. Kobo Felong, my groceries was paid for by this lady whom I don't even know.
Hey.
Oh, God is good. Wow. And God is great.
Wow.
Let us continue and praise the Lord and believe and have faith in him. He is
absolutely
a good God.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pastor Ray. Resepepe ko Mafikeng.
Thank you. Bishop Sepepe in Mafikeng. Muruti, we left with just a minute. And finally, what say you, sir?
I will say this. I will say that we need to believe and trust God that he is faithful at any time. Any moment we need him, he will never change. When you come to him, there's no change or any variability. He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we can trust him, we know that, our lives are secured. That's what I can give as a word.
Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. We really appreciate. And by the way, we said we will eclipse the program for next week. And
yes,
of course, we are packing it tomorrow. Thank you so much. Have a great night and much blessings to you, Muruti.
Bless you, sir. Thank you very much for all. And I thank the Lord for this wonderful time. I'm in Cape Town, by the way.
Your favorite sport in the planet.
My favorite sport in the planet. Cape Town. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Muruti. And may you bless your family. All the greetings and all the blessings to your family.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Enjoy Cape Town. Enjoy Cape Town, Muruti.
I will.
Shalom.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the voice notes. Thank you very much for praying for us. To the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, by his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth, and we bless him. And coming up next, it is Dr. Mavunda. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda! Rabah.
Your source for Christian inspiration. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.